All right, on this week's episode, we talk about how to mitigate fat gain during the holidays or navigating through the silly season. The title will depend on what is the catchiest thing. Am I right, Kate? Tips and tricks. Let's get into it.
Remember, today's podcast is brought to you by LSKD, a Brisbane-based clothing company that we believe aligns incredibly well with our brand.
Yeah, their activewear is taken over as one of the highest quality outfits on the market. And as well as that, their casual wear is next to none. I personally lived in it while I was in the UK. It's smart, it's casual, and it's stylish. So what more could you want? So from activewear to casual wear, make sure you check them out. You will also receive 10% off at checkout by using the code REBUILD. And by using them, you are helping us grow this podcast. And everyone is a winner, including you, because you will look fantastic. Let's get into the show. I'm James Beatty.
And I'm Sean Carroll.
And welcome to the REBUILD Health and Fitness Podcast. All right, and welcome to the REBUILD Health and Fitness Podcast. It's that time of year again. It's coming up to Christmas. It's the silly season. So everyone does a podcast on how to navigate the silly season. And we're no different. We've got to keep up with the trends. It's what the people want to know. Some things won't change massively from last year's podcast on this exact thing. But I feel like my views on it have maybe changed a little bit.
How so, Mr. Beatty?
I don't know. It's just, it's a bit boring, right? It's a bit boring. So I'll start by saying the podcast is a little bit boring.
Good, I'm sold.
It's, I think, there's two sides to this playing field, right? Usually. We've seen it on social media already. I think people are like trying to get out the gates pretty quick, right? There's two sides where there's a side of a huge population of coaches going, don't. Track, like, don't worry about it, enjoy your Christmas, have fun, do whatever you want to do. And then there's another side, and this side's probably getting a little bit smaller, where it's like, you don't have to lose your progress over Christmas. Do you know what I mean? Don't lose sight of your goals, bro.
Yeah.
But where do we sit?
I don't know, I've probably gone between the two, but I've also dealt with the fallout of both. So I've gone, you know, Generally, clients who are able to maintain their results throughout the silly season come out the other side happy. The other ones who go into it almost with not the fuck it mentality, but are just more like it is what it is and they're enjoying it at the time, but come like halfway through January, they tend to be the ones who are a little bit more down on themselves, realizing that they've gone substantially backwards, not substantially, but gone backwards for a lot of them that's undone weeks, months of hard work and sacrifices to some extent.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Quite easy enough to get back, I think. The mental game, you know.
Easy enough to get back in theory, but for other people, like the easy things are always not as easy as they seem.
Yeah, and I think it's just a sheer amount of time now in the holidays, which is getting a little bit worse because, all right, you've got Christmas and you have that like week, even 2 weeks, but it's not. They start from
it's like a month,
like early November, right? Like come this Saturday, this is when it's starting. We've got the South Bank thing, the week after we've got the Christmas party. And then it's just a knock on it. There's something. There's always something, right? I suppose it's how much you're willing to let it affect your progress. And I'm sort of really sort of boring here. Like I don't even know which side I sit on. I'm on the side of like, just you do you.
Yeah.
You do you. If you want a diet, then, or you want to be a little, I don't think you should diet like full, like intensely. I think there should be a little bit of relaxation. But again, it depends on what you see as Christmas too, right? Sarah Boyer, who's been on the podcast before, put up a poll the other day and a lot of people were whinging about Christmas, that it's only a week, that it doesn't really mean anything. And it doesn't for some people, but I think that just depends on how you grew up, right? Yeah. It's how your Christmases were as a kid and how you grew up. Like me, Christmas is amazing. Like I love Christmas. It's family time, but I've always had a close household. Mm. And then I'm with Jesse's family now. They're a close household. So it's always been good and I love it.
Yeah.
There's other people that don't. So then it's like they might find it easier to navigate. But I suppose too, as you get a little bit older, like you just said, How do you want to feel after Christmas? If you're like, if you hate yourself every January or whatever at the start, and you've got sort of a lot of social proof from the past X amount of years, then maybe just be a little bit sharper during Christmas.
Or this, yeah, this definitely. Point. And again, families celebrate in different ways. Like I've got a huge extended family. Like we'll have lunch at my cousin's house and there'll be probably like 40 odd people there with, or probably closer to 50 now with all the kids. But that's because my mum's like one of six and they're all married and, you know, they've all got, you know, I've got, God, I have close to like 30 cousins just on one side. Mm. And we've all got kids now.
The horny carols. Eh?
Horny carols. Man, that's what we do, baby. But yeah, like, you know, generally we'll make a good day of it. Go there, heaps of food. Everyone brings a dish, beers and stuff from the get-go. But for some families, I know it's just like a huge piss up.
Mm.
Like food is optional.
Amen.
Yeah. And it's just like a, you know, from Christmas Eve through to Boxing Day, they go for broke.
Yeah, that's me. I'm pretty boozy. I'm pretty boozy from, yeah, Christmas Eve we'll have a few. Christmas Day is usually pretty big. Boxing Day is pretty big. But yeah, I love it. I just love Christmas. I think it's epic. But I do feel a little bit different coming into this year. Usually I really enjoy a drink and I like Christmas and the amount of my food, but I'm also really enjoying training at the moment.
Yeah.
Like I like the way that I feel right now and I don't want to give that up. So, you know, one of the tips would be keep doing what makes you feel good, right? Training to me is the thing that I need to do. It makes me feel good. So even if I am going to eat more poorly around it, which is probably inevitable, I'm doing the constant. Do you know what I mean? I'm doing the thing. So I might overeat in energy, but it probably means that I can put a little bit more effort into training. Do you know what I mean? Because I'll always still do the basics.
Yeah. Again, it's that twist in mindset, right? It's like some people might go, because I'm eating poorly, I'm not going to train as well.
Mm.
But you're going, I'm eating more, so I'm going to fucking train better because I'm going to be well-fueled and ready to go.
Yeah. So it's still not like a punishment thing, like I'm overeating, I need to go and train. No, but it's just training is constant, right? And that's when you feel like shit, right? Any holiday, you just come back off 2 weeks holiday, you had a great time, right, Kate?
Mm-hmm.
But you feel a little bit worse now getting back into it, right? I've got to get back in.
Dom's has been horrific this week and I'm like dusting off the cobwebs because I feel like I've missed progressions in the cycles. But I ate I ate two servings of every meal every day on my trip because the food was amazing. And so I came in on Monday and I was like well recovered because I'd been sleeping so much. I hadn't been stressing my joints and I was well fueled. So I lifted so heavy and I performed so much better than I normally would just because I had that like rest, recovery and fuel.
In the strength portion.
Yeah.
Not the conditioning portion.
I did all right. Monday was fine. Tuesday was not great. Yeah.
But any holiday, like what do you want to see when you get back? I always think it's time that you go and enjoy yourself. But
It's that I think it is becoming a bit more of a balancing act because I think just as a collective, people don't deal with stress really well. Like, you know, it is a constant work on for a lot of people. And when people go on like holidays or they take this, you know, generally what people have like 2 weeks off over Christmas, people who go on a 2 week fucking nonstop, nonstop bender end up going back to work feeling like they need a holiday from their holiday.
Yeah.
Because they've just, like, they haven't given their body a proper break. They've just, you know, been burning the candle at both ends for too long. But, and each to their own decision, but I think the more you know and the more that you the more you understand what makes you actually genuinely happy, makes it easier to guide your decisions. Like what you're saying around training, you know, knowing how good that makes you feel is like the same thing for me in the sense like probably not, you know, there'll be two or three days or four, I know four definite days over the next sort of 6 weeks that I've got to have like, not, I don't have to have, I'm choosing to have sort of a big day on the booze. But I know that's going to detract from my overall happiness for a short amount of pleasure, because I know on Sunday I'm going to be hungover. It's going to take away quality time from the kids. I'm not going to be as productive on Monday as I would have liked because I'm not going to be as prepared. Mm. But I know that's going to happen. Am I willing to pay the consequences for it? At the moment, yes. When the time comes around on Monday, I'm probably going to be like, fuck, why'd I do it?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just whether you're willing to have that conversation with yourself for that short-term pleasure.
Yeah.
For all, for your, like, to continue working on your overall happiness.
We spoke about this a bit recently, haven't we?
Yeah.
Pleasure v. happiness.
It's an interesting conversation.
Yeah, I think it really is, because I don't think there's much better things in life than boozing with your mate, mates at the time, with, like, you know, the sun and you're just having a booze, but then that's really pleasurable at that time, but yeah, it does take away from your happiness.
Yeah, but it's not always the alcohol. It's the...
Exactly, yeah.
It's the social connection and the environment that you're in. It's fun, people are talking, like, I think it's people crave like connection in a stress-free environment, and alcohol just happens to be like a social lubricant for that. I guess, like, I know for me personally, I'm getting more and more off alcohol because I just don't enjoy how, like I said, how it affects my happiness. And I think I was talking to you about it on Monday, Kate, like for guys especially, like if you start removing yourself from being in social circles that involve alcohol, you don't really see your mates anymore. Like I know the blokes from school I used to social with all the time. As I started getting more and more into business and training, it's like, do you want to go to the pub on Saturday? It's like, oh, not really. I got a big day. Yeah. I got a big day Monday. I want to be sort of fresh. Even when fucking you started hanging out, you know, you're a right bastard. You fucking used to guilt trip me like nothing else.
Monster.
It was like, go out on Saturday night. It's like, oh, come around mine. We'll keep, you know, we'll go again on Sunday. I was like, oh, fucking, what a good work on Monday. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, good times.
We're older, more mature now.
Yeah, all broken.
So we'll give you some tips that I think obviously can help. I think having a conversation with yourself is a big thing. Something that I spoke to a few people about, I always think about starting your morning right. Like if you know that you've got something big coming up,
yeah,
two options, right? A lot of people go, oh, I'm not going to eat all day because I'm going out tonight. It's probably not a good way to look at things, right? You need to get up in the morning, like I said, get some sun, drink some water, have a high protein breakfast, try and have a couple of good meals, like maybe train, do some physical activity, do something that's going to make yourself feel good for later on. It's like, you know, people say you pay the man. You know what I mean?
Pay the man.
Just do something that's going to make you, you know, your future self is going to thank you for. I think that's really important, because I know with my clients, sometimes because you're talking about energy balance, they will, and they know they've got a massive night, they will just undereat in the day, which is great from a fat loss standpoint, but from a future benefit standpoint, it's absolutely terrible, right? It's terrible. It's not what you want to do. One, you'll tend to overconsume way more at night because you're fucking starving. And two, you know, you're talking about muscle protein breakdown. Like it's going to happen more and more the less you eat. Like eating is very important, right? I've got boozing v. fooding, or boozing and fooding. How do we negate losing our progress? Do you know what I mean? With booze, it's just changing what you're drinking a lot of the time. It might be extending, like say I'm not going to drink until a certain time. You know, it's changing what you do. If you're out and you're drinking IPAs or you're drinking craft beers all the time for days and days on end, that's not going to be good. Like, change it to something. Like, there's loads of diet tonics now. There's loads of, like, you know, a gin and tonic. If you're having, like, a few, like, a gin and tonic. Again, some beers, you're talking 250, 300 calories a beer.
Yeah.
Gin and tonic or something like that, you're talking 60, 70 calories.
Seltzers are a real fad now, aren't they? Because they're low alcohol and low calorie.
Yeah, but again, these are all good options, right? Because like you just said 5 minutes ago, a lot of time it's just about that environment, right? Yeah. It's not about what you're doing anyway. You're just happy to just have a bit of booze in your hand, realistically. I know I am in place. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. Do you know what I mean? I just like having a drink in my hand and I might be sipping it. And if I can, if I'm just going out for a few beers, that could just way more benefit you. It would just benefit you a lot more in the long run.
Yeah, especially like, you know, told this to a few people, like if they know they're having like a big session, like at least for your first like 5 to 6 drinks, have something that, you know, whilst you're still like cognitively functioning, like have some like lower calorie controlled drinks, like your, you know, your gin and tonics, your seltzers. So when you get to that point around like 10 o'clock onwards, where you're like, fuck it, let's go. You start having your mixes and drinks that are like going to be higher calorie, at least you've mitigated some of that potential calorie intake through having a little bit more of a controlled approach initially. Like, it's not the perfect scenario, but it's a lot better than what it would be if you started the day with fucking craft beers.
Yeah. I just thought of another one. Nothing good happens past 10 p.m., people. Go to bed.
You've gradually pushed that back from like 1 to 12.
I know. I think, yeah. All right, let's call it nothing good happens past midnight. It doesn't.
Cinderella effect.
Unless you're maybe single and you're going to get a bit of womp womp, chicka chicka.
Yeah, my best work happens after midnight.
My best work happens between midnight and 3 minutes past midnight. All right. And then with food, you know, there's some things we can do with food. We just spoke about one, about just starting your day fairly strong, eating sort of high nutrient foods, eating a lot of the same foods around these times, understanding that there's a lot of meals in this next 2 months. Mm. Like, you don't have to just, again, put it in the fuck it bucket and go all out. Let's control what you can control. Eat, you know, I'll always say when people, you have a big weekend coming up, you can have that big weekend. But you make the rest of your week, not good, fucking perfect.
Yeah.
Make the rest of your week as good as it can be to just allow for some of that on the weekend. And then again, your future self isn't going to feel as bad for it. You know, that's such an important thing. I got here, sensory specific satiety. Again, this is a problem around Christmas time because there's a constant change in palate all the time, right? There's snacks everywhere. There's nuts, there's chocolates, there's all these things. You can't even walk into Woolworths without someone giving you something. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. The more you change your palate, the more you will overeat.
Yeah. So when you think about it, like, you, what do people have? Like turkey lunch, prawns off the barbie, like generally everyone has a pretty high protein lunch. There's good source of carbs, bread rolls on the table. People fill up on that. But then all of a sudden dessert comes out and it's like you haven't eaten at all and you're ready to go again.
Always, right?
Always.
Just the always dessert belly.
Even like there's some stuff around like eating off smaller plates. People who tend to eat off smaller plates will obviously fit less food on their plate, so they're less likely to get up and down and again to go back and forth to get more.
Is that what you did, Kate, in Asia?
Two-handed.
I did do smaller helpings than other people, and then I went up 3 times. And I had no shame. I was like, this is so fucking good. I do not give a shit.
But again, you're on holiday, right? And this is the whole point of this. It's like, you do you, boo. You know what I mean? So do what you need to do.
You go, girl.
Again, I suppose, as always, you've got to ask yourself, is it a good time to diet? You know what your Christmases look like. Something that winds me up, though, this annoys me, is when people tell me, how's Christmas going to be? Yeah, Christmas is going to be fine this year. I'm going to do, you know, pretty well. And in their head, they're just lying to themselves already, right? So what's happened the last 30 Christmases? Oh, yeah, they've been pretty big. So what's this one's going to be any different? It's the same environment you've always been in, right? We know how important environment is. Just like, don't start lying to yourself, because you will only deem yourself as a failure when you start doing it. So go into it with some freedom. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to eat as well as I can. I'm going to eat nutrients, but I'm going to have a few drinks here or there. And again, if you allow yourself to have stuff, you will tend to make better decisions. At one moment, just go to Early Beach. He's like, can I have some simple tips for when I'm on holiday? Okay, let's go. Start your morning as strong as possible. Let's get some sun. Let's get some protein in you. You don't have to have a starter, main, and a dessert. Let's just have two of them. Let's stay away from white sauces. Let's swap some of your carbohydrates for some vegetables, some meals. These basic things that allow you to just be mindful go a hell of a long way. She got back from like 2 weeks in Early Beach or something. She was like, game changer, changed everything. Simple, right? Simple. You don't have to have 3 courses all the time.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can have the best of both worlds. Like if everyone was able to achieve that, the world would be a much happier place come halfway through January.
Again, but it's practice, right?
And yeah.
We'll always say sort of.
You don't know what you don't know.
But your habits built throughout the year won't just disappear.
Yeah.
They don't just disappear. You are the same person. It might be harder in certain situations, but again, if you've been working hard or you've created this sort of lifestyle that you want for the last sort of 10 months, 11 months, or however many years, like that doesn't just disappear. You know what I mean? Your focuses and your values are still towards the same thing. My value is health and fitness. I love it, but I also appreciate like family and external family time to have a drink. Do you know what I mean? So you can have the best.
Well, you get some people who are so fucking consumed with like, I guess the toxic side of health and fitness that they bring that negative energy to Christmas because they don't want to partake and they don't want to enjoy themselves with family. Mm. They're not fun to be around. They're not having fun.
Fun sponges.
Scrooge.
Scrooge.
Fun sponges. Yeah, like Christmas Day. Hey, should we go for a run Christmas Day? Oh, don't make me feel bad about myself. You know what I mean?
No, I loved going for a run on Christmas Day.
I wish I could run.
Oh. No. You do again. You
6 months.
Go for a run.
No, well, after I have it, I can't do anything impact for 6 months after. So this time next year, I'll be running.
Running.
Mark my words.
Running. A couple more things. Is gaining body fat terrible? Is it the worst thing in the world?
Don't know, mate. Don't have any.
So you got 1%. All right, let's talk some figures. Basic figures, but let's talk some figures, right? So if you're dieting at the moment, a lot of people are dieting right now leading into Christmas. Basic maths, right? Usually in a calorie deficit of, people want to lose about a pound, right?
Yep.
So again, spoke about it on the podcast before, it's not the greatest research in the world, but 1 pound of fat equates to 3,500 calories. We know that, right? But then you've got loads of other metabolic processes. So you've got your thermic effect of food and you've got your non-exercise activity and your exercise activity. So you're probably talking a pound of body fat equivalent to maybe like 4,500, right? So say if you're in a deficit, right? So even if you overate by 4,000 calories from if you're currently dieting, you'll probably just maintain your weight.
Yeah.
Try and overeat by 4,000 calories in a week. It's not the easiest thing to do, right? To gain a pound of fat back, this is already over your calories right now. You're talking 8,000 plus. 8,000 calories plus in a week to gain 1 pound of body fat back. You have to work hard. Like diet.
It's a lot of craft beers.
Or an accumulation, right, of your meals.
Cheese.
We always say, you know, there's no bad meal, right? There's no bad food. Your diet is made up, good or bad, of an accumulation over time. Like people go, I get fat so quickly. No, you don't. It's long periods of time that allow you to put weight on.
Mm.
Same as weight loss. It's long periods of the time that allow you to lose it. Do you know what I mean? Everyone thinks that weight gain is so easy. I gained so much weight. Well, did you gain weight or is it body fat? So again, two very different things, right? And I would say subjectively too, right? Subjectively, don't let the way you feel subjectively dictate the way that you look or what you perceive as what you look, right? Example, case in point, myself this week, training really well. I've got an injury at the moment, Monday. I could have packed everything in. I was like, fuck this place. Like, fuck everything. Do you know what I mean? Like, just having a little paddy because I'm injured and I'm preaching. Sean's like, yeah, I get it. But it's annoying, you know, it's annoying, right? But then straight away, the way that you view yourself is different.
Yeah,
even in the mirror, the way that I'm looking at myself in the mirror, I'm seeing different from what I was 4 days ago.
Yeah.
It's just mental, right? And again, this is from people that know what they're doing. So you're not alone and you're... If you're listening to this podcast now and you're dieting and things like that, you're not the only people that do this. Like everyone does this.
Yeah,
we just definitely move past it a little bit quicker.
Definitely. Like I've got like a little bit of a sinus thing at the moment. So I've had Wednesday, got a bit crook Wednesday. So I've had the up until Friday off. Won't train today. Probably won't train tomorrow unless I feel amazing. But like even then I was like, oh, my fucking like clothes feel different. I feel like just gone backwards this week.
And
but
you know it's just, nothing's happened, right?
Nothing's happened.
Objectively, nothing. Yeah,
still
has changed.
2% body fat. Strong as fuck.
No. You've gone up a percent. Yeah, not much else from me. So again, we say it. It's sort of like you have unconditional permission to eat at Christmas and always, right? Give yourself the freedom to it because you will make better decisions for it. The moment you try and take something away completely, you'll make worse decisions. All the research is extremely clear.
Yeah. And just like still, I think one of the big takeaways is identify the things that do make you happy. Like if you are someone who enjoys training and being active in the morning, don't throw that all out the window for 2 weeks while you're on holiday. Still include that in your day. And I guarantee you when you have these a bit more leeway with your food and your drink, you're not going to feel as bad because you're still doing the things to fill your cup.
Yep. If you can't out-train, you can't out-train a bad diet, but if you've got a bad diet, you might as well train.
Yeah, and from a mental health standpoint too, like move, you'll feel better.
Yeah. So if you want to track your food and control your food intake, do that. If you eat more than usual, do that. If you don't want to drink, great. If you do want to drink, great. You are responsible for yourself. Do what you need to do to enjoy this period.
Boom.
Should have said that at the first minute. I could have just wrapped it all up.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah, it's a really tough one.
But it's like, what if you don't know? We were saying before, right? What I want in outcome versus what I want to do in the minute are different.
But that's always the case.
So which one do I want?
Depends which one outweighs the other one.
And it's not like, it's like a seesaw. Sometimes you're going to want it more than you. Yeah. That's where there's that definition around discipline I like. It's like putting off what you want in the moment for what you want most. Like if you really want to change, if you really want to improve your body composition, then fuck, you're going to have to make some sacrifices.
Yeah.
But if you don't want it that bad or you don't want it that quickly, then you've got a little bit more freedom to do whatever the fuck you want. Doesn't mean you're still not going to make progress, just might take you a little bit longer.
Yeah. The pendulum, right?
Yeah.
If you're willing to swing it one way and you want to get results, how far are you willing to swing it back the other way? Because we're looking for homeostasis in the middle, right? But if you just go, you swing it so far one way, and you just try and bring it back to baseline, then you're never going to necessarily get there, right? But if you're willing to swing it one way and then willing to swing it back the other way and fight for that, then your progress in the middle can be a little bit easier. So I think a lot of the time, you know, if I'm willing to go and do that, then I need to be willing to do this. Luke Lehman, you've said before, if you're willing to eat a kilo of meat, you're willing to eat a kilo of vegetables sort of thing. Like there's always yin and a yang, right? It just depends if you want to yin more, you want to yang more.
Fan of yin and yanging.
Anything else from your point? Because obviously you are one of the people that tries to navigate it a little bit.
Yeah, I was talking to Sean earlier in the week because I want to start doing nutrition coaching again. And he was like, this is the hardest time of year to start doing it. And I was saying, yeah, but that's why I want to do it, because I want that challenge and I want to reframe my attitude to food, and I want to learn, because I come from that like house of, I don't know, cheat days and going without and restriction, and it's never worked for me. So I think it is almost a good time, like baptism by fire in a way, to establish good habits without having to blitz myself.
I still think it can be a really good place to start, because even if you maintain progress or you lose a couple of kilos and then you maintain that progress, right? I think that's epic, because where would you have been without it after? You know, some people go on holiday and they may maintain, or they maintain for a period of time. They're like, oh, I haven't lost anything. Yeah, but where would you have been without it?
Yeah.
If you go, you know, willing to just a free-for-all, fuck it, it's Christmas, let's go, and you want to lose weight, you could be kilos heavier going into the new year rather than a bit more out of base, starting to create those habits now. And then there's never a right time.
And there's no, yeah, literally. Like every 12 weeks, there's some kind of major event where you get a public holiday or a long weekend, Easter, fucking anything. There's always something. There's always an event, always a birthday party. Like, I guess you're naive to think that this 2 week, like Christmas block is the be like the only time that you're going to fucking send it.
But like we said, it's not 2 weeks, is it? It's six weeks. It's 8 weeks. Like I went on holidays for the end of October, start of November. Then it's backed straight onto like Christmas parties and.
Yeah, but that's like one day a week though, right? Like we're out this Saturday and then I'm out the Saturday after. Not this Saturday, sorry. This Saturday's right. Following Saturday after. It's one day. It's one day within that's 2 days within 14 days. How good can the 12 days be around that? Yeah, you're going to suck and suffer. And me and Sean will. We literally, every time, literally write to each other, negs. And you're going back. Yeah, negs.
I literally can't look at my phone until like the afternoon to reply to James, because I'm probably going to, when I cry when I look at it.
Yeah, because I know, Sean's quite receptive on a message. So if I don't hear back from him, I'm like, oh, he's.
What's negs?
Like negs. Negative.
Negs, oh, okay.
Negs Benedict. Have you had negs Benedict this morning? Yeah. Two portions.
Double serve.
Absolute joy to work with the two of you then.
But you've got the other side. You've got another 12 days. You've got 12 days to go, right? Be a big negative the day after. But again, it's the same with, it's same in business, same in training, right? We come in on a Monday. We've done it. Not as much anymore, in fairness. Come in on a Monday. Oh, how you feeling? Not good. Right, what? We still got to do the same shit. We still got to get all the business stuff done. We still got to train. Still got to do things to set yourself up for your week, right? Then it's like, to me, again, it's like Band-Aid off. Like, if I'm willing to do that, then my session on Monday needs to be good.
Yeah.
Because then that'll set up my week. Or because you get a lot of people that'll go, and this is no right or wrong. Again, this is me personally. Oh, I'll get back in Monday. Oh, I'll get back into it. You're not back into it until fucking Thursday. It's the weekend again.
Yeah.
Like, get in. Let's get it done. Let's train.
The best thing I ever did was that like having Pete boxing with Kepler on Monday mornings because I've got no choice.
Do you remember when I bought the gym years ago and we were deciding who's going to do what shifts? And then we decided, like, I have to do Monday mornings for the sole reason. If I didn't, I'd be boozing on Sundays. So he put me Monday mornings. But you're right, it works, right? Because you go, right, I've got to do this. This is more important. I value that more. Anything else, Kate, for the people?
I don't think so.
Have we answered your question?
Well, one thing.
Go on.
So I think...
Here we go.
You say, hate cheat days. Like, don't think of... You undo all your good work on the weekends. Is that not what we're saying by, oh, you got the Christmas party on Saturday? Be good all week and then...
No, because it's how you... It's the mentality that you look at things, right? It's not cheat. You're not cheating on anything.
But just like it's similar
structure. Yeah, but it's not like I'm not being extra good. My normal is good. Like more often than not, my baseline habits are aligned with my values around health and fitness. And I'm not treating that Saturday as a break from it. If that makes sense. Mm. It's not like I'm not separating the two. This event is just part of my life. It's something I'm going to deal with and enjoy. I'm not cheating on my diet.
Or his life. It's just is a part of it. He's not cheating on anything. What are we cheating on? But it's, again, the same as energy balance, right? It's your mindset towards that word, right? You see in athletes, they'll have high days and low days. They have higher carbohydrate days. They have lower carbohydrate days. That's just their lifestyle and how it fits into it. But if they started calling every high carbohydrate day a cheat day, then that would play negatively into them.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And yeah, the language creates their reality in that thing.
I think one of the biggest changes for me was you said you can never, like, don't ever have the fuck it mentality. Mm. So I can't remember what you said around that, but we had a conversation about that and that's changed because it's like I can't just be like, fuck it, I'll sort it out tomorrow. I'll just do what I want today. And so I've stopped doing that and that's had a big impact on me because it's not like, oh, I'll just throw everything out the window. It's like, no, I'll have a bit of what I want and then we'll, you know, go from there.
Yeah, people with that fucking mentality, it's like, yeah, if you go out and you have a few more drinks than you wanted to on a Friday night just because you got caught up, then the fuck it mentality is when Saturday rolls around, you're like, fuck, I'm going to go KFC, have some Dirty Bird, going to keep drinking. Sunday rolls around, it's like, oh, well, I've already ruined Saturday, I might as well ruin Sunday and have some pizza and continue on that sort of path. Then you get to Monday and you feel worse because you've done nothing that sort of
guilty.
Fills your cup.
You feel super guilty of what you're doing. There's times where you will overeat more than what you want to. That's completely fine. Like, again, we've just spoke about how not one meal can affect, and one meal affects very little, right? Three meals affects very little. Constant, that starts to affect your mentality, right? That starts to affect your progress. You couldn't have one meal now in front of you that would affect your progress, that, like, to that extent.
Yeah, like people don't come out of the holiday period going from, like, you know, normal body fat to, oh my God, I'm morbidly obese now. Like, it is always, with fat loss and fat gain, it is always incremental. Like, why generally, like, anecdotally, and again, I guarantee there's research to back this up, people say people who don't train, don't have very health conscious lifestyles over this Christmas period may gain a kilo or half a kilo. But then that next year, again, they might gain another half kilo or a kilo. Then 10 years down the track, they're 10 to 12 kilos heavier than what they thought they would be. And they think, oh, fuck, when did that happen? But it's like, oh, it's always incremental. It's not like you've gained 2 kilos of fat in a week. It'd just be so impossible for people to do. It's always incremental gains.
Be very hard to do. Fat.
I'd love to try.
Weight. Again, different, but fat. Yeah. All good?
Yeah.
All right.
Go get fucked up these holidays.
Do what you got to do. Keep training. Keep doing things that are good for you. And again, if you feel like the Christmas holidays are a time to just take a break before you get back into it, the Christmas break could be the bit that makes you adhere to the year a little bit longer. So again, it's down to each individual, but just do something that's going to make you feel better going into the new year.